Life is changing fast. We are experiencing whole new perspectives and choices. Psychic mediums Sharon Pugh and Matthew Brandau bring you insight to historical times, current events, and the very real future that we face. Sharon and Matthew are true, tested, and certified psychic mediums and life coaches. They give you straight insight with a caring, humorous touch. Join them every Thursday for a new exciting topic and call into the show for a free reading with both hosts.
Hey, everybody. I love the intro. That's our new show, Beyond Psychic Mediumship with Sharon and Matt. And hey, Matt, how are you doing?
I am doing good today. How are you doing? Cough, cough, hack, hack, wheeze, wheeze.
I know. I've got a bug. I'm going to try and work through this radio show the best that I can. And hopefully we'll get some calls. So if you're listening, you know, call in. We will give you a duo reading, which is, you know, not something that you can do outside of the radio show. So take advantage of it. Let me go ahead and give out my contact information. If you want to book a reading with me, go to SharonPugh.com, SharonPugh.com. Look for the instant reading, immediate reading. I have a new button. If it's green, call me. You can pay by the minute. It's people love that. Find me on Facebook, Sharon Pugh. Add me as a friend, follow the show, download it, and Matt?
All right. Actually, Sharon, the button is now not just in one location. It's in a few locations on your website, including the front page at the top.
Okay. Thank you for doing that. Actually, Matthew did that for me, so thank you.
I don't need credit for that. That's something I just do. Anyways, the point is that Sharon now has that available to her. So SharonPugh.com, and it's a little blue button, little blue link on the top of her website, and if the text inside it is green, you can click on it, a pop-up window will come up, and you can set up the amount that you want to spend and give her a call, and she will give you a reading per minute. With me, I'm doing something a little bit of a shift in the name here, and Sharon might be doing the same thing possibly this week, but that's not really going to be a big discussion right now. But for mine, it is completed. I have a new website name, but the website has not changed. You can now look me up by two words, psychic.red. That's it. Just like the YouTube channel that you can now pay for YouTube by with YouTube.red, you can actually get psychic.red. Think of the color, think of the name psychic, you got me. Just that simple. And it's the same thing with me with Sharon. If my button is lit up and green text, you can give me a shout. If it is not green, and you still want to give me a talk, just because it's not green, I may still be available, but not for instant readings prepaid. You can still give me a call and set up for a reading. It may be able to be the same day. I just may not be available for instant readings at that moment, but later on that day, we can set it up. And if you go prepaid by the hour or half an hour, you'll find that there will be a savings on there as well. It'll actually be a little bit cheaper if you go by the hour. So just to keep that in mind. So that's it from me, Sharon.
Okay. All righty. Well, let's,
I almost forgot. We got to let people know, get off your haunches, get off the couch, pick up the phone. And before I say this out loud, because I know we're going to get the telephone number, you keep talking, Sharon. I'm going to get ready to write something down.
Oh, Nick, you were supposed to have the phone number for the show.
No, you were. You were.
I did. It is 202-570-7057. 7057. So
holy
please
Jesus.
Call in and get a reading. And Matthew's got the giggles. Okay. All right. So
God, that's funny.
Listen, I know. I know. And the topic for today is, mental health issues. So, depression and anxiety. I don't know what you would call somebody who giggles a lot. Hysterical?
How about no? How about just happy?
Okay, all right, happy. I'm going straight for the
straight for the jugular.
I know we don't do clinical, and now we don't diagnose, treat, or when we work with people, we work with. What is going on with them emotionally that goes beyond what the physical body is doing? And
what we do is we help people in the psychic field, metaphysical field, dealing with whatever issues come up. It has nothing to do with an actual physician's skill sets. Nothing. So whatever we say or do, it is how you take the information to whatever way you want. Responsibility ends when the phone call hangs up. How's that?
There you go. Yeah. So.
Okay. So go ahead.
Just, one thing, the reason why I think I was really looking forward to doing this show is we work with clients every single day. And 9 times out of 10, when they call, they're not happy about something, because if everything was going their way, they wouldn't need us. And one thing that I'm seeing is a lot of confusion. And I don't think confusion itself is a diagnosis, or it stems from so many different things, but people don't know which direction to go. And I really contributed. I'm not one that really buys into Mercury in retrograde and the solar eclipses that we've had, but I've just been seeing a ton of people that are confused, that don't know where to go. And so if you are having that confusion, like you're sitting there and you're looking around and you don't know, you can't really make decisions, it really is, what is going on with Mercury in retrograde and the partial eclipses that we've had. And, all this is going to end around August 6th, August 9th, I believe.
So all the depression in the world is going to end?
I hope so.
No. No.
I doubt it. I think that.
If it did, I would be so happy, because I am one person that suffers from depression, as do thousands upon millions of people. And I don't even know what Mercury retrograde means. Do you? Because I don't know. I've looked it up a couple of times and I still can't figure it out.
I have too. To me, it's an energetic shift. It's very oppressive. It's where the planetary alignments, with the planets and the moon, and it just creates this oppressive feeling, and I can feel it. And you mentioned that you suffer from depression,
right?
Most sensitives do. We do, because we're empathic. We feel other people's pain.
True, very, very true. That is actually accurate. And you're right, the show is about the depression. And one of the key factors here that I also want to bring up is not just the fact that, yes, we all suffer from depression, or everybody does suffer from depression once in a while, from very light daily depression to the most significant, impactful situations that don't go away for a long time, and you need real clinical medical help and possibly some type of chemical intervention through doctors, licensed doctors, and that type of thing. But what I'm actually talking about here is not the fact that we have this depression. We know you have it. That's not what I want to get at here myself. I want to get at is why. And it's not about the brain and what's going on there. It's not about the chemical influences that I'm talking about. I'm actually, and this is something I'm sure you can relate to, Sharon, is what is it about our situation that creates this depression? And look at the stresses we have. Oh my God, who doesn't have stress? Driving to work, you have other people, you have big guys and big, you know, women who are doing these things and those things, and people that are doing six things at once in their car, and then they get home and they have to look at the mail and the anxiety of what bill's coming in this month and how much did I spend on this and what did I do with that, and the temptation to buy this and buy that with a credit card, and then you forget you bought it, and then you have to take care of the law. I mean, Sharon, look at your place that you're taking care of. How much stress do you have?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I mean, I wake up and like, oh my God, it's, you know, 15 minutes later than I need to get out to the barn to do everything. And then on the way, I see all these weeds that I want to go and just hand pick them. And you can't do that on 6 acres. You know, you would end up losing your mind. And so
exactly,
it is. And we don't have time to do a lot of the things that I think that we used to be able to do. And we don't.
Now you just nailed it right there. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Time.
I mean,
now, why do I sense feedback? Do I need to turn down my volume? I'm going to turn down my volume just a wee bit. Time management is one thing.
Does it seem like time goes by faster than it used to? To me, it does.
Well, that's okay. We'll chit chat about that for just a moment. There is some things that are starting to occur, shifting away from a little bit from that and talking about time itself. There is some people right now in the higher levels of government that are not on any news channel at all. They're on private channels, and you may hear from it from people who have their tentacles into these systems that then report about it through the underground media. And if you listen into it and you hear what they have to say, whether or not they're trustworthy, there is discussion about people who are, in fact, dealing in actual time travel. But the discussion behind how it works is so vague that you have to either take it or leave it. And most people just walk away and leave it. But in this particular case, I believe that they're doing that. Why? Well, I don't have proof that they're not doing it. Common sense does not tell me not to believe it. Common sense says I won't accept it because it sounds ridiculous. That's not bias or unbiased. That's not an unbiased judgment on whether or not it's true or not. That's a biased judgment saying I choose not to believe it because it doesn't fit in with what I have and my stresses in my life. So back to the focus, which is talking about time as in a shift. Yes, there has been a shift. One of the things is people said that we have dealt with a number of shifts in time. The first one is they're talking about a number of nuclear explosions over the past, I don't know, how long have we had nuclear? I think we've had a nuclear bomb since Hiroshima. So we're talking quite a way back. So in that time, they're saying that the shift of the planet in our orbit around the sun has actually been slowed down by a few seconds in its rotation per year, by maybe a half of a hundredth or half of a thousandth of a second per year, it's been slowing down. I don't know the exact mathematics, but yes, that does affect time. And then the second part is that people actually have traveled through time, either backward or forward, with whatever capabilities they're using. And they say that there is definitely an impact on all kinds of things going on. So yes, there is an impact on time. Sensitives like yourself probably do feel something that goes on with that. But more so, probably you're feeling it through a sense of metaphysical effects around you, due to different bubbles where you're going through different, what do they call it, dimensions. And each dimension that you travel through on a daily basis, you specifically, Sharon, or other mediums, will actually feel a shift in the time as well. But that's an on the moment, in the moment, and then you return back to your time as soon as you walk out of that dimensional area. So it can, both of those things can wear you out.
So this, you know, this time disruption could make us feel like we are supposed to be somewhere and we're not there yet. And then we have anxiety, and then, you know, anxiety turns into fear, and, you know, it's just a vicious cycle.
Well, that brings up another good point. When you just said, what you just said is that you're dealing with whether or not you're coming in out of time and how it affects your body and your consciousness. It does actually affect you in that way, because your frequency tries to join up with the frequency of where that time zone is, or that shift in the time. So you actually getting really messed with. Be thankful we have skulls, because if we didn't, can you imagine if we were just had pure brains exposed to the world around us? I mean, we'd be going nuts.
No, I mean, I've never thought about that, but I just did now, but I want to touch on crystals and stones and whether you should stay away from them right now. We will be right back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Okay, all right. Welcome, you know, welcome back. Yep. I just posted, if you want to call into the show, the number is 202-570-7057. And
two more times.
Yep. 202-570-7057. And
one more time.
Nope, not gonna do it again. If 202-570-7057. Okay.
Thank you.
And you know, although we're talking about, you know, excuse me, yes, I'm dealing with my cold. You know, we're talking about mental health. It doesn't mean that we're gonna give you a mental health reading. We can give you a reading on whatever you want. But before we went to break, there was one thing that I really wanted to get out there. Right
cool.
Now is a really bad time to work with crystals. Stones, okay. Crystals, and I figured this out the hard way, but I was doing an in-person reading, and I've got a quartz wand that, I keep with me. And I had, tossed it on the bed, and somehow it had gotten underneath my pillow. And I was having trouble going to sleep, and I was like, I was having panic attacks, and I'm like, this is not me. And I was like fidgeting, and I felt the wand, so I put it on the nightstand, and I didn't sleep the entire night. And so I came to the conclusion, because this has happened before, that while we are in Mercury retrograde, if you can stay away from crystals, stay away from crystals. Onyx stones, any kind of stones are fine, but I'm just finding that the quartz is just going to throw you off even more.
Okay, that's cool. Actually, I could add on to this, that if you'd like, Sharon.
Yeah, sure.
There is an interesting situation that people experience when they go into a store, such as a metaphysical store. You have all kinds of pretty things on the wall, very artistic looking, very, very, very earthbound designs. And then you come over to these miniature shelves that are in box-like fashion. And in them are these huge amounts of stones. Sometimes they're separated and segregated very nicely. Other times you just put your hand in and come up with whatever surprise you want. Let me explain something to you folks. When you're in these stores, it's designed to make you feel good. It's designed to make you feel as if you're in a good place. And it works. That's what they want to do. And the prices of those stones is rather inexpensive. Different prices depending on the stone. Once you take that stone outside, some cases they say, oh, it feels so nice in my hand. Well, that's great. But there's a problem. Sharon, you may have an idea of where I'm going with this. You may not. These stones that we have that people collect for whatever reasons, it can get very, very confusing and detrimental to your envisionment of the stone's purpose. And if you will look at papers online of different stores and their explanations of what these stones are and what they do, you are going to be overloaded with information. Some of it will be highly inaccurate, some of it will be very accurate, but it depends on the purpose of what you bought that stone for. And the stones do not always have one purpose. They have multiple abilities. And people don't realize this. And when they're focusing on that stone, they think, oh, I'm going to start to feel better because of ABC. Your faith in what you think is going to happen is really good. And it's meant to be that way. But at the same time, you also have to remember that along with believing in this purchase, you now have to put the belief into the stone itself, because that stone hasn't been in your aura. It has not been in your presence, within your spirit, within your soul, since it was born. Now you've got it next to you and you're expecting it to do something for you. Well, that's where this gets very depressing. It gets very challenging.
I didn't see that coming.
Because the damn thing isn't working after a couple of weeks. You're like, this doesn't work. And you wind up misplacing it. And then you don't really care that you misplaced it because it was cheap enough and it didn't do anything for you. Now, that's where something very mentally healthy comes into mind, which is something that we all don't do, but we should do it. Native Americans, which are very much the first indigenous that were in North America, the Africans that were in Africa, the Celtics that were in the northwestern part of what we now call western part of Europe, and also the islands of the United Kingdom, and to the west of that you have Ireland and Scotland. These people actually did these things. They meditated at their time, those times, to their gods, and they used at the time very precious, pretty looking stones, but they meditated to them. So they actually functioned with these stones in the proper way, and through time we sped up our lifestyles. So now we just go in there, grab it, and say, I hope it works, and then later on we throw it out and say, I don't have any faith in this, it didn't work. That's the problem. We don't have the faith in ourselves to sit down and realize what we can become, so we get very frustrated, and hence we have our depression, our frustration, because we don't take the time. But there is one specific, go ahead, Sharon, I can hear you say,
well,
ready to say something.
There, you know, there's, you know, if you are having anxiety, which is one thing that I'm seeing, you know, and I mm-hmm. mentioned, you know, now's not the time to really work with quartz, but I teach clients how to hold an amethyst in their left hand and an onyx in the right hand. And just that, you know, holding them, it creates this energy force around you, reground you, because if you're grounded, you are going to have less anxiety, less depression. And not to say that there might be something else going on causing it, but I don't think, you know, back in the 1800s, we had the degree of depression and anxiety and anger that we have today. We just didn't.
And I don't know. I don't know. I can't say yes or no to that.
I relate, you know, to the 1800s, and as bizarre as this is going to sound, and I've mentioned on the radio before that, you know, I was Marion Old Horner in my past life, and I was born in 1880 and I died in 1956. And I really do remember the 1800s, and, you know, that's a whole nother show. But I just, you know, don't think that we, you know, have the compulsion. OCD, oh my gosh, I'm seeing so much OCD. And, you know, people that never had OCD before, where they are obsessed, you know, with texting, or they're obsessed with cleaning. And I don't really know where that's going, you know, where that's coming from, but I'm just seeing a lot of it.
Oh, do you know what really is causing stress right now? There's a huge one, and it's corporate-wide. And it bleeds down or flows down in work expectation to workers at minimum wage. This crisis that we're dealing with right now is OCD. Do you know that right now that there was a study recently done that corporate management actually admitted they actually are looking for people who have OCD? And some major international businesses, they're looking for people with OCD. They know that those people are going to get the job done. They're going to get burnt out from it. They're going to get sick from it. They're going to suffer from mental anguish from it and mental conditions that are unspeakable. And later on in life, they're going to be in a terrible place. But at the moment, they don't care about that because they know that they've got the job and they've got, they're responsible, and they're being accepted for this problem, which is now being discovered to be an actual medical issue. Whereas 20 years before, such as when you were in the 1800s, this was not an issue. It was just something that was accepted as you are this way. And now they're saying this is not a healthy thing, but the corporations are saying we want these people. Do you want to talk about a conflict of interest and a nasty, nasty benefit to abuse of something that you suffer from. I mean, my goodness gracious, you want to talk about wanting to buy a ton of stones and being buried in them just for a day?
Well, they don't need, you know, we're getting away from FaceTime, you know, where we work with people face to face. Everything is going to be done, you know, remotely. You're not going to go to the restaurant or go shopping. You're not going to have a salesperson come up to you and go, hey, you know, can I help you find something? You do everything remotely. You order things, they come to your house. So these people that you're talking about that have OCD, they're probably being, you know, worked where they're not dealing, you know, one-on-one with people. And you know,
I don't know what they're dealing with specifically, but yeah, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, it's just, you know, fueling the fire. So,
okay.
A lot of our anxiety and emotions and everything, I think, my opinion, is that it's coming from the lack of social skills that we have. You know, men
That's part of it.
Women can't
That's
be
true.
Women. We're getting away from the gender identity of allowing, you know, men to be
oh
men.
Oh, my God. Do you want to talk about another major problem is gender neutral issues?
I know it exists. I'm talking
what the
about
heck is that?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about men that know they're men and women that know they're women. I'm excluding,
right.
You know, those that are truly
no.
born with a
right,
gender
but
identity.
What I'm saying, Jenna, is I'm agreeing with you over the fact that you're supporting the two separate identities, men are men, women are women. What I'm saying is that look at this other new idea, which is recognize me, I'm general neutral, which tells me personally, Sharon, and I don't really care if this offends people or not, because I'm sorry, if you have a male genital or a female genital, you are that you are that male, you are that female. If your brain says something else, I'm sorry, you're confused. You're very confused. You're either male or a female. I mean, that's the way it was made. When you came out of the body, you don't have this programming ability to decide which one you want to be. So I think that that is a crisis in itself for identity, and identity, it's because this crisis is so huge, it is an impact on our social ability to be mentally healthy. How's that for
you know,
mouthful?
Yeah, I agree. You know, I mean, let me make something clear. And I think we have a caller on, you know, on the line. But I'm talking. Okay. Let me just, you know, because I want to clarify this so people don't think that I'm going, okay, does it, you know, does it matter? But I know some people are born and they're born without the male or the female parts. But yes, if you're born with male parts, you know, you're a man. If you're born with female, you're a woman. So I share that support system with you. So
yeah.
With that, let me go to Matthew. I have worked with Cherry before. Would you mind giving her a reading?
Well, let's get her on the thing first and talk to her. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Nice to talk to you. Have a good day. Bye bye now.
Yeah, that was a nice reading.
Okay, so who's Sharon? Sharon, introduce us.
Okay. I've worked with Cherry before, so I don't know if she's got a certain question that she wants to ask, but my intuition is just saying that she wants a general reading of whatever you pick up.
Yeah.
Before,
give it
before
to
you
me.
Say anything, you are going to match exactly what I'm just about to say.
Okay.
Highly energetic young lady, rather intelligent, a little bit more so than she gives herself credit for. you do actually suffer from a slight depression, but it's nothing significant. And I don't even see, I see you sometimes taking medication for it, but more so it's just when you need it, as far as the show goes and what we're talking about. As far as being friends with Sharon, I see a good relationship between the two of you. I see that Sharon gets frustrated, but you actually have more of a temper than she does, but you don't get angry, more so as you just lash out and you're done with it and over. I also see that you have grown up or a couple, one, or I can't figure out how many there are. I'm picking up between one and two rather grown up children. I do feel that there's been a husband, and there was one before for some reason. That one just popped out of my mouth.
Whoa.
And
yeah.
Okay, sorry. Okay, that kind of spooked me out a little bit. Okay, go ahead.
Shush. And health-wise, you're doing okay, but you have a tendency to think that you're actually more sick sometimes than you really are. But you're justified because your family's history does not support the greatest amount of physical health, and mental health is actually better off in your particular case than most of your family. So how am I doing so far?
Yeah, right on. Yep.
Okay.
Spot on.
So with that, I love sharing. Whoa. And I don't know who you are from a hole in the wall. So anyways, what's your question for us today?
I guess my biggest thing is right now, career-wise, I'm trying to get a couple of things off the ground, and I just want to be sure I'm headed in the right direction, and okay. This is where I need to be.
The answer to your direction right now, don't go anywhere.
Right.
Stay on the line.
Cherry, stay.
Relax.
Stay right. We'll be right back.
Stay there.
Okay.
Hang up. We will be right back with our reading, and hang in there, folks.
Okay, I'm here.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, all right. Welcome back. We have Cherry on the line. We also have two additional callers. Matthew, I think Cherry wanted to ask really quickly about this business that she's trying to get going, if anything's going to happen, and then her marital.
Okay, thanks, Cherry.
In her marriage.
I'm here.
I know you are.
She's my helper.
I can see that. Sherry, can I talk to your psychiatrist, your secretary for just a moment?
Okay, zip a lock. Okay.
Okay, so your question about your career choices, and we do, and we'll move this along, but we certainly aren't going to cut you short. That's just not fair. But okay, so what I'm being told right now is that no, your problem with both, you said you have two different career path choices that you're looking at. Is that correct?
Yeah, particularly one business I'm trying to start. Just a small, work from home okay. type of business.
I'm being told, before you say any more, I'm being told that neither, and this, I know this sounds crazy, and I know it probably even sounds like something you don't want to hear, but I'm being told that both of these ideas are not going to be something that is going to give you the satisfaction that you need. And for some reason, the one way you just mentioned, the at home, is actually a better idea, but the actual idea itself really mm-hmm. needs to be reworked, because I'm being told that you did not put a whole lot of thought process into the real nitty-gritty, the financial parts, the how much are you going to be researching, how what people are looking for out there. I'm being told that mm-hmm. there's a large gap in this information. It's not that it's bad that there's missing information, but if you want this to succeed, you have to take the advice of somebody who I really respect for this. I don't remember the name, but it's you have to sell what people want, not what you want to sell. And if you're
gotcha.
Not, if you're going to do this, you're not going to get very far, but you're going to be happy trying to sell a few of these items to very rare people who might like it. But the mass public, the real getting out there, you have to really reconsider what you're doing and whether or not your passion is going to be justified. You don't want to waste your time on something and get burnt out. So that's the answer to that question. I hopefully that
okay.
makes sense to you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. I'm very blunt, and sometimes I don't give great news, but at least I'm giving you what I'm being told.
No, I would rather you do that than tell me something I want to hear.
Okay.
And marriage, my marriage is having a rocky road right now and has been for a few years, and I'm
right.
in a quandary
right.
about that. You
okay,
know, whether...
this is one where I'm actually getting a message from somebody from your past, somebody who's
mm-hmm.
passed on. It's an older male figure. It's no female figures are coming forward in this one. It's an older male figure. And this male figure is very, very frustrated with you. He says the problem is not in the relationship between him and you. The problem is separate between you and what you're doing with yourself as far as how you're behaving and where your interaction, not only with your own behavior and learning about it, but reacting to other people. And his reaction is getting burnt out. He needs to have some time to be able to understand how to take care of himself in the relationship. And if the two of you start, and I'm talking about seeing separate psychologists here, not together.
Yeah.
And if you see
right.
separate psychologists, you're going to find out that the two of you will actually get along much better than in the way you did in the beginning. But right now, your brain, from what I'm being shown, your brain has actually shifted. And the balance in the chemical, the patience, the understanding, all of these things, your frustration with your own body, whatever that may be, I'm feeling that
mm-hmm.
those are the problems that are weighing in between the two of you, and they shouldn't be. These are problems that you should be working with together, and it's clashing. So my recommendation is to get a psychologist separately, take care of yourself independently, and you two will wind up having a great relationship for time to come.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good. Awesome.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate
Sharon,
it.
I do.
Well, thank you. Very, very good. So we have two more callers. So thank you, Cherry, for calling in.
Okay.
Cherry,
thanks,
you take
guys.
Care. You have yourself a wonderful week. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. I think we have an Evie on the line.
All right. Evie, are you there?
I am. This is Evie.
Evie. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Do you spell it E-V-E-E?
E-V-E-Y.
Ah, Evie. Okay. All right. So
you guys, I have to tell you, I've both followed you on Facebook for a while now, and I think it's really cool that you're together.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I know.
Thank you very much.
We work amazing together. So I just, I'm so excited, you know, about the new show, the new concept of us, you know, doing this together and, you know, bringing some new light, you know, out to the world. So what,
that's,
I mean,
awesome.
What can we do for you, Evie?
Well, you know, I'm going through some stuff here. I feel like I'm in the right place at the wrong time. And it's very, very frustrating. And I'm actually going up for another job, hopefully today. And I'm just curious to know if you guys get anything with that.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Do you mind if I go first?
Please do. I'll go second, and then we'll make this kind of compact.
All right. Evie, you're very strong-willed and you're very much a go-getter, but I'm getting a female that is almost standing in your way or keeping you from doing what it is that you need to do. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. You just need, I hear you need to just boot her out, you know, out of the way. You're not being recognized for what, you know, for what it is that you do. And I can't see what it is that you do career-wise. Doesn't matter. You've got to, whether literal or energetic, move this person, you know, out of the way. And if
I'm really trying to do that, that makes so much sense.
Okay. once she is, and I'm going, and I'm asking, I'm like, show me the situation. What is it she does, and why is this person trying to come in? As soon as you do that, because you may have to go around her. I mean, if you can't kind of move her out of the way, you may have to go around her, because you're not. I'm hearing you're not being utilized. Do you mind me asking what it is that you do?
I am a server at a fine dining restaurant in Sun Valley.
Ah.
And this person that you're speaking about, I know exactly who it is. She is my age, and it's really sad that she acts like she's 29 and thinks she knows everything, and she's jealous, and I know this.
She sways her hips a lot. Like, she walks exaggerated with her chin up in the air.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
let me
jump in here a little bit, because we've got to keep this compact. By the way, that other lady you're talking about, I do feel that something very critical is going to be happening here in the very near future, and it's not good. So try not to be too hard on her, even though it is frustrating. As far as the job goes, strive for something better.
Okay.
That's how I'm going to put this. Strive for something better. Don't give up. And I'm also being told to redo your resume. Your resume needs to be looking a heck of a lot better than it does. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm being told you need to work on that. You can do it yourself, make it look fantastic, but right now I'm being told it needs work. And the second thing is, with applying for jobs, I'm being told to change the orientation, not a server at a fine dining restaurant, but something else that deals with the same type of situation, like somebody who works. I see for some reason you working as a greeter in like a weightlifting or an exercise gym of some type. I literally see you in some kind of a place where people are going for health and fitness, and you're like the first person they meet, and you do secretarial work and all that kind of stuff. So if that's something you haven't seen before, don't be surprised if that comes up in the near future.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, yeah, and real quickly, I'm getting management. What if you do want to kind of continue on the path that you are, I'm hearing you've got managerial skills. You've got the ability to do that and know-how.
That is actually the position that I'm trying to apply for, supervisory position in a different venue. Very cool.
I do see you getting that. So
awesome.
stay strong, you know, remove this person's energy. Matt is right. You know, something get help wise critical is going to be coming down the pipe for her.
Interesting.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you
very much for giving us a call.
Thank you, Evie.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye now.
All right. We have Elaine on the line. Elaine, are you there?
Hello? Hello, Elaine.
Hey, guys. I lost you for a sec.
I saw that on my page that you were going to be calling, and I'm going, okay, yeah, I hope she calls in. So how are you?
Please tell me you're not calling from a cell phone and driving. Are you calling from a cell phone and driving?
Oh, Lord have mercy. No. I'm not that
okay,
talented.
Good.
Sorry, I'm
okay, gonna... what can we do for you?
All right, so I'm involved in a battle, and I need to know what you guys see the outcome on this. It's not just me. I'm battling for quite a few people, and
okay.
This is the most insane thing I've ever experienced in my life.
Oh, my God. Is this around a business? Backstabbing?
No. Yep. No, what is it? What did you say?
I get back, you know, backstabbing, but I also get a chaos around a business.
There is chaos around the business. No backstabbing that I'm aware of. That has been resolved about 2 years ago. But what's going on is, it's affecting a lot of people. A lot of people, a lot of innocent people. And they're actually stomping on our constitutional rights. And it's really interesting. I'm not even for sure. I don't even know
okay.
what I'm supposed to do.
What you're going to do now is you're going to take a breath. And that's not going to help you to calm down, but it's going to allow me to get in here and tell you something. The battle that you're in right now is not going to end, but you're dealing with it on multiple levels. And unfortunately, I also feel like you are dealing with something that is of a non-human nature entity. And I mean that in the physical form. Somebody in a higher level up there is involved in this, which you will never hear about or know about. And that is why it is lasting so long. You will be able to change this, but you're going to have to actually bring in more legal support. And I feel that somebody who's got a lot of money is going to be coming in to actually help you out because they feel you're going to be worthwhile, but you're going to have to branch out to get more attention to this. Does that make sense?
Yep. Totally.
Okay. When you do this, when you branch it out more, I would actually put the battle on hold until you get more support from other people. And once that happens, this entity will actually back down because you will be going after people that are actually familiar with who whatever this thing is. They will know about the people that you're getting in your back pocket, and that's when it'll back down and things will start to turn your way. So that's my reading.
All right. That makes some
Hopefully
sense.
Hopefully that
to
helps.
Me. Yeah, it does actually.
Okay. Unfortunately,
yeah.
Sharon, we only got a minute left and then we're going to have music. So let's do a quick one.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Okay. Thank you, Elaine, for calling in. And if you get a chance, call in next week because I've got a lot more things to say and I don't have time to say them. But I definitely have some things that I want to shed some light on. So thank you. You know, yeah. Thank you for calling in. And I'll keep the phone number on my page for next week's show. But we're closing out for the show. If you we did a couple little mini readings and gives you guys some ideas of how we work together and how we connect. If you'd like to book a reading with me, go to SharonPugh.com, book a reading, get an immediate reading. Follow me on Facebook, Sharon Pugh. I'm the one with the big hair and the flowery dress. You can't miss me. I do. I got big hair. I just do. I always have. And Matt, take it away.
And if you want to get a hold of me, just like with Sharon, contact her at her website. She may have a new name for it, which might be a little bit easier, but we'll see how that works. For me, if you want to get a hold of me, get a reading, psychic.red. That's it. So, ladies and gentlemen, for everybody who did call in today, Thank you very much for giving us a call, and we seem to have fixed the problem. So next time on the next show, we'll make sure to say the telephone number quite a few times. And that way you guys will be able to write it down and give us a call. And for the last caller that was talking to us, please definitely give us a call next week. And if you're not able to, by all means, contact Sharon directly through a private reading. That way, if you need to contact her sooner. And thank you very much to everybody for listening to our show with the new show. We hope you like the intro. And if you do, by all means, spread the word. Let other people out there know that we're doing this. You can download our show if you want to take it with you and put it onto your whatever portable Walkman. God, now I just gave out how old I am. What do they do these days?
Podcast, yeah, podcast.
Telephone, I don't know.
Yeah, there is a caller from Canada, did call in, but if you live outside of the United States and you want to call in, set up a Skype. And you can call for free through Skype anywhere in the world. So thank you, folks, for tuning in, calling in. We will see you next week. Have a great weekend.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.